2, 1, begin transmission.
You know, at this point, I don't think I really need to explain to anybody that that is not the correct time. The correct time is obviously 1930 UTC. Obviously, because what time are you going to have the Dubious Goals Committee? I mean, come on. It's always 1930 UTC. Always. Which is now. And my name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. And more than that, I'm the guy who drinks tea. Oh, that's so good. And I need this desperately today. Oh, yeah. Oh. Yeah, so the tea is still a little hot. That's okay. Because it's mighty good. Mighty, mighty good. Alright, so the next thing that we need to do is obviously go to the numbers. Will your number be called today? Will there be a familiar pattern of numbers? Are you just going to enjoy listening to Numbers Lady? Of course, we're going to do all three things. Hey, Numbers Lady, what are the numbers?
The numbers are 175. Number 254, number 430, number 485, number 584, number 878, number 887. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome, Numbers Lady. And all right, after we listen to the numbers, we go to the third thing on the agenda. The third thing on the agenda is to drink more tea. Oh, yeah. Oh, it's so delicious. All right. And that was agenda item number 3. So that's it for today. Thanks for listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930. UTC. No, this is not the end of the show, but I kind of wish it was. Not really. I mean, what I'm trying to tell you is I don't feel so great. Yeah, I've got the head cold. I've got the atamikaze. I've got the headwind. Not sure how it happened. But somehow I have a headwind. And for a while last night, I was kind of thinking that maybe I don't. Maybe it's just the dry air, but, you know, last night it was really humid and it was also really cold, though. So, you know, I was thinking, no, my sinuses and everything is just dried out because, you know, I had the fireplace on and the air gets heated up in this particular room and then I go to sleep and I'm just breathing warm, dry air and it's drying out my sinuses and giving me a sore throat and all that. Because last night, by about midnight or 1 a.m., I was like, yeah, no, this doesn't seem to be bothering me at all anymore, even though earlier in the day, it was, you know, kind of, So I woke up this morning, and yeah, I kind of had the same thing. I've got this dull, achy headache that's making my upper jaw hurt, which is weird. My sinuses are crazy, and I'm just kind of, So I took some ibuprofen and some acetaminophen about 5 minutes ago. I'm hoping that will kick in and start to help. And so my sinuses are painful. And I don't feel like doing much of anything. because I'm a slug right now. Oh, I feel like a slug. But some interesting stuff did happen yesterday. Oh, but before I tell you about that, you might be noticing that I am not in comm right now. I am not in the Anon radio room of comm right now because I'm at the doctor, which is, strangely enough, unrelated. Now, how can I be at the doctor? I'm not at the doctor. I have a head cold. You don't go to the doctor for that. So I'm beginning to think that today might be one of those days where I spend a lot of time in the bathtub just to absorb all the steam, to inhale the steam into my head. I keep saying that. You can quote me. What's that sound? Oh, it's the garbage. See, here's... Damn it. The garbage collecting guys are driving by my house right now, and I did not take the garbage out last night. I started to, meaning I collected all the garbage and I put it in a big garbage bag, but I left it in the kitchen because I didn't want to go outside because it was super cold and it was half raining and half snowing and it was unpleasant, and I just thought, yeah, what the hell, I'll just hold on to the trash for an extra week. Yeah. So anyway, I gotta tell you what I did yesterday. Oh, good tea. And it is tea related. So yesterday, my mom calls me up and says, hey, you want to go to the Asian market? And I'm like, yes, of course I want to go to the Asian market. This is kind of an unusual thing to hear from my mom. But it turns out she and some people are having some kind of party. They're going to make a lot of egg rolls and hot and sour soup. My mom's got to make the soup, so we had to go get some stuff, including but not limited to sesame oil, rice vinegar, plum sauce, a few other things here and there. But man, oh man, I was having fun. Because I managed to get some stuff too. I got two little teacups. Two that I was looking at before. And actually, they are not teacups. They're actually Chinese wine cups. But I wanted them because they were straight-sided, as opposed to, you know, not being straight-sided, like the cups that were slightly larger. And they were perfectly white, and blah, blah, blah. And sure, they're little. I don't know what their capacity is. I guess I could go figure it out, but I don't feel like it right now. Now that I'm sitting down here, I think I'm going to stay sitting down for a while. So I got those teacups, and that makes me happy. I also got some white rabbits. Not that I'm going to eat them. Don't get me wrong. I love white rabbits, but since the main ingredient is like lactose or lactic acid or something, yeah, it doesn't work very well with me. But I bought the white rabbits from my doctor, who has a candy basket in her office. And I don't know, I think I personally feel like she needs, you know, some better quality candy. So I bought the white rabbits. And so when I go to the doctor, I will give her white rabbits, some of my sour guava candy, and maybe, just maybe, some high chews. Oh, man. Really, we're still doing this? Isn't this show over? Oh, my God, we're only 10 minutes in. Oh, my head. The pressure in my head. Anyway, So I was at the store, and I also got some more of my Mogra. And then I decided to start looking at tea, and they had a couple of new things. And I was like, uh-oh, look at this. And then I saw something else that was new, and I said, uh-oh, look at this. Because it was almost like they were reading my mind. One of the new teas they had was Longjing. Yes. And then, of course, they had some Dahong Pao, and I said, yep, I need to buy that. So, I got 120 grams of Dahong Pao, and I got 80 grams of Longjing. And I'm pretty damn happy about that. I was sort of planning on drinking some of it today, but with my head all weird, I don't know if I should. I don't know if I'm going to be able to enjoy it properly. I don't know if I'm going to be able to interpret what I'm drinking properly. I don't know if I'm going to be able to experience this tea with the love that it deserves. And so I might put that off a couple days, because if my head is weird, my sinuses are weird, maybe my taste buds will be weird and blah, blah, blah. So I'm going to put that off for a couple more days. And don't worry, you're going to hear all about it when it happens. I just don't even know what I want to start with. If we start with the Dahong Pao, we can get out the pig. Which reminds me, the movie Red was on a couple of days ago, and it was just like about 10 minutes before my favorite line, so I kept watching it, and I wasn't thinking. I should have been smart. I should have recorded it, but my favorite line in the movie is when John Malkovich, playing Marvin Boggs, it jumps up at the table and says, "I'm gonna get the pig!" There's a line that precedes that, though. He says something like, "I never thought I'd get to say this again. But I'm gonna get the pig! I'm gonna get the pig!" I want that. I want that sampled, and I want it I want it set up so that when I open up my upper tea cabinet where I keep the oolongs, I want my cabinet to say, "I'm gonna get the pig!" Because if I'm opening up the oolong cabinet, I'm probably going to get the pig. Now, if you're a new listener to the Dubious Goals Committee, you may not be familiar with my pig teapot. I have a teapot. It's specifically for oolongs. And it's basically in the shape of a pig. It's shaped like a pig. It has a pig snout. It has pig ears. It has a pig face. And it has a pig tail that is the handle of the teapot. And this is a special Yangshi purple clay teapot made specifically for drinking oolong teas. And that's why I have it, because I do like to drink oolongs from time to time. And I recommend you do the same. So, what do I have in the way of oolongs now? Well, I've got two kinds of Dahong Pao. I've got two kinds of Che Guan Yin. I've got that Jin Jun Mei. I can't think of what else I may or may not have, but it's time to get into the Longjing. And I might start with the Longjing. Longjing is a green tea. It's a pan-roasted green tea. And, I'm excited for this. I do not have a specific specialized teapot for Longjing, but I do have some other specialized equipment for it, which I'm going to break out. Oh, I want to get my head better so I can taste this tea soon. I got to find some people to drink this tea with. Oh, I wish you were actually here. I wish the Dubious Goals Committee was actually like a meeting in my house. And we could all sit around the table, roll some dice, and drink a bunch of tea. That would be good. Okay, am I about to sneeze? Is a sneeze coming? Hold on a second. Well, maybe not. Oh, look at this. I can't believe what I'm seeing on TV right now. I'm actually seeing highlights of women's netball. You never, ever see netball on TV. I'm impressed. Are we ever going to take a shot here, though? Apparently there's a netball tournament or something coming up. I'm watching Sky Sports News, of course. Netball is a funny little game that might be mistaken for basketball the first time you see it. Check it out. Yeah, fall down that rabbit hole if you want. Anyway, why are my sinuses so weird? And you know, now that I think about it, maybe I should break out that long jing now. Maybe that will have some healing properties for my sinuses and stuff. Anyway, long jing. It's a dragon tea. Long is dragon in Chinese. Long jing. And jing is one of those words that means a couple different things. Well, pretty much all words mean a few different things, but in this context, it means well. Like, not, are you well? Meaning the hole in the ground where you pull up water. So it's like Dragon Well is the name of this tea. Because I don't know, do dragons live in wells? I don't know. I've never met any dragons who have, but that doesn't mean much. Good tea. But the funny thing is, the word jing is also used as a unit of measurement. It's a traditional Chinese unit of mass that equates to about half a kilogram. Or about, you know, 1.1 pounds. It kind of varies who you ask. I was recently reading a book where somebody says it was 1.5 pounds. But this person didn't know the metric system and didn't. Anyway, regardless. The name Long Jing could then mean, you know, like, you know, half kilogram dragon or 1.1 pound dragon, which I think is funny. You know, that's a dragon you could hold in your hand. 1.1 pound dragon. That would be nice. So, yeah, I'm going to be drinking the Long Jing. This is one of the most famous teas in China. If you want to get into real tea, the first thing you're going, as opposed to real tea, the first thing you're going to need to know is that there's a list of the most famous teas in China. And this is an official list. And all these teas that I'm always talking about are on this list. These are classics. These are the standards. This is the good stuff. This is the go-to business. If you're into drinking tea, this is real tea. This is the real deal. And if you've never had real tea, you may not understand the appeal. I know what you're thinking. Oh, I've had real tea. I bought the tea bags and it says this is 100% real. No. Now I could explain for hours, but what you need to know is that no. That dust that's in that little fiber filter bag, it's not tea. That's what's left over on the floor that gets swept up after tea is processed. And it is sold in bulk to tea companies so they can blend it together and make something that sort of passes as tea for people who don't know what tea is supposed to taste like. Trust me on this one. So, get some real tea. Get some oolongs. I'm a big oolong fan. You should be too. Everybody loves the oolong tea. I know I do. But, you know, maybe I should start with the Long Jing. Maybe I should start with the Dahong Pao. Dahong Pao, the big red robe.
And being as I live in the big red state, I feel like it's appropriate for me to drink this. Oh, but yeah, do I want... I don't know. I will be taking my doctor some of this tea, too. My doctor is kind of a tea drinker. But she needs to be exposed to real tea, and so I'm going to be taking... Along with the right rabbits and other candy, I will be taking to her Dahongpao, Longjing, Jieguanyin, possibly some gunpowder, and possibly a couple of other things. Maybe a jasmine, maybe... I don't know if she drinks jasmine tea or not. She probably does. But I've seen her drinking green tea, but it is junk green tea. It is, you know, that craptastic tea bag junk. And we don't need anything craptastic. Are you sure we don't need any craptasticness? Because I got your craptastic right here. It's time for some 90210. That's not it. That's
great.
Sports. Hi,
great.
David. Great.
I'll see you later.
Okay.
I can't wait. Bye.
Oh,
bye.
Good acting, Donna. What the hell is wrong with Tori Spelling? No talent whatsoever. And it looks like we're going to get some music that we don't need to hear. Just because it's too stupid to function. Kind of like my brain right now. Why is my brain not working? Because I have this pressure. Shouldn't all that ibuprofen and acetaminophen should that have kicked in by now? I want to whine and complain some more. I'm feeling very whiny and complainy today. Maybe I do need to drink some more tea. Maybe this is my whole problem. Not enough tea, too much complaining. That could be the problem. Or the problem might be that we're still not getting in enough 90210, so let's get some really, really terrible dialogue going here. Oh, look, it's the 90210 Street Scenes. This episode is produced by Jason Priestley. It's a vanity project. Yay! Okay, so here we are in somebody's bedroom. We're going to pull the covers back. Who's under there? Oh, no, it's some kind of blonde girl.
Brandon.
I'm probably going to regret saying this, but you don't look so good.
Oh, my whole body hurts and my head aches. I'm all stuffed up.
Poor kid. Sounds like you've said aloha to the Hawaiian flu.
No, what you have is a headwind. See, the whole problem is that you drank coffee after 9 p.m. That, or you went outside when your hair was wet. You should never go swimming. You will get a headwind. I have this on the highest headwind authority, but right now I want to listen to music for my head. And all I want is it for it to start. Thanks, digital. Thanks, Apple Computer.
Tom and Jerry's no solution. Evil games, no cartoon team.
beautiful thing. And the funny thing is I do not hold Xerox responsible in any way. I place the blame fully on the shoulders of Apple Computer. That song, of course, was Do You Want to Hold Me by Bow Wow Wow. One of my favorite songs ever. And probably my favorite Bow Wow Wow song. And it's a cautionary tale. The first line of the song is, Children, I've been to California. Children, I'm here to warn you because I've been to California. Yeah. You might be thinking, Tobe, what? This is just a non sequitur warning. No, no. Digital media. Why is it terrible? Why is it that I cannot ever listen to a song from start to finish without it stopping and starting or buffering or stuttering or something? The timing is always messed up. And people say, oh, digital is so much better than analog. And now we got these idiots who are running around saying, oh, analog is so much better. Records, vinyl records sound so much better than CDs. Really? You really like that? All that noise? Okay, well, if that's true, then send me all your CDs. I will remaster your CDs so that they have vinyl noise on them. Yeah. Send me all your MP3s. Or even better, I've invented a new MP3 player. Actually, it's just an app. It's an app you can put on your iPhone/Android device. And basically what it does is whenever, it's called the Vinylizer. It's called the Vinyl Authentic Sounds Elizer. And it's an app that acts as a filter for your music streaming. And so whenever you are listening to music, the filter, the app, the Vinylizer app, you got an app, you can buy it in the app store, adds vinyl noise to your MP3 recordings, so your music will sound better because it sounds like it's on vinyl. Yeah, it sounds so much better. Here, we'll vinylize the last few seconds. No, I'm not even going to bother to do it. What if Dubious Goals Committee was on vinyl? My name is Tom. You've been listening to Dubious Goals Committee at 1930 UTC every damn day. I'm Tobe. Blah, blah, blah. I also have a cat. Blah, blah, blah. Blah, blah.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
I'm with them, God Cyber Cheddar.